Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It is your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of the Refresh Podcast. It has been so exciting to be back with you guys. I know I have not recorded a podcast episode in quite some time, but I am excited to be back. I am really sorry for going absent. I am okie dokie. I super duper promise. So today I am going to be talking about the imperishable inheritance. And so exactly what does the imperishable inheritance actually mean? So let's go ahead and open up in prayer, and then we are going to get this party started. Father God, I just thank you so much for this amazing time that we have here together. God, I pray that you would just open up our hearts and our ears to receive a word from you here tonight. God, I pray that you would use this word to minister to our hearts, God. And Father, I pray that you would just help us to remember everything that we learned in this message, Lord, to become an investment for our life. Father, we give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be reading today out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. And so it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for our salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls." So let's just take a wee bit moment to kind of recap and see exactly what it is that is going on here. So in chapter 1, in verse 3, it says basically that God has given us the ability to be born again through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We see that Jesus answers Nicodemus's question about rebirth in John chapter 3. Jesus says, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." And that can be found in John chapter 3 verses 5 through 6. See, when we are baptized by water, it is a public announcement that I have accepted Jesus Christ. I choose to follow him. But Jesus also mentions that the rebirthing process includes born of the Spirit, meaning baptism by fire, the power of Holy Spirit being active in your life. This process is made available to us because death couldn't hold Jesus down, and because Jesus Christ came back after being crucified and he was resurrected and he came back to life, that the imperishable inheritance has been made available to us. This process is made available to us. Man, that's good stuff. At the end of verse 3, we see a comma, and we see that Paul continues, and he continues to write with all of these commas over and over and over again, right? And so at the end of verse 3, we see that there's a comma, meaning that what's ever happening right now in this verse that we're in is about to carry on into another verse. And so it says this right here. In verse 4, it says, "Because Jesus Christ defeated death, we are able to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." So let's take a time out and let's look at a few things that are going on here. So the first thing is this, that we are able to obtain an inheritance, right? So the coolest thing about this is this. We are able to obtain an inheritance because it says that Jesus called us into sonship and to daughtership. So whenever we come to a place of salvation, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit further in this message, but you know, whenever, let's just stop there. I don't want to rush into it, right? Okay, so the next thing is, it is imperishable and undefiled. I want to take time to tell you about a time that I goofed up. Yeah, I know. I goofed up. Me. I know, right? So check this out. Whenever you become an adult, right? A lot of you that are listening may already be an adult. But if you're not an adult, whenever you begin to adult, or better yet, whenever you begin to drive, you have to get this thing that is called insurance for your car, right? Auto insurance. And so whenever you get your auto insurance, there is a deadline that says, hey, I need you to pay your insurance by this date. Hey, I need you to pay your car insurance by this date, right? So if you're following along with me, there is a date that your insurance is due, and then if you don't pay it there, you have a grace period that's extended to you, and that grace period is for a very specific time frame that you have to pay your bill before you have to renew your insurance, or before your insurance gets canceled, or before your insurance gets spoiled. Yes, before your insurance gets spoiled. So check this out. It was approaching the time for me this one time to pay my car insurance. And excuse me. And so it was approaching this time. And so I normally go on Go Auto because I have Go Auto. I normally go on Go Auto's website and I usually go pay with my card, right? So I go pay with my card and it, for some reason, it was not processing my card. So for the first time in ever, like I never, ever, ever do this. I did this anyways though. I went and said, oh, it's cool. You can take it out of my bank account. That's no problem. But here's the thing. Whenever you do that, it's not instant. So whenever you use your card, it's an instant transaction. But whenever you begin to use like your account, it takes a few days to process. So I had did that and I did not realize that it took a few days to process because I was so used to it instantly taking out. So I actually went over the weekend and I bought food because I was hungry. Well, what ended up happening was I overspent the money that I had in the bank. So whenever it was come time to process that payment, I didn't have the money for that payment. And what happened was it relapsed, you know? So they said, hey, you don't have enough money. So we're going to send you the money back or whatever. And my car insurance never got paid. I didn't realize it. And whenever I went in to pay or something the following month, it was spoiled. I no longer had car insurance. And I was like, oh my goodness, like that was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy. And so, bro, I didn't have car insurance anymore. It perished. I had to get a new one. But you know, the coolest thing about this inheritance that's made available to us is that it never spoils. It never runs out. It is imperishable. It is undefiled. And the coolest thing is it is held on reservation for you. Have you ever had something held on reserve for you? Have you ever had to call ahead for a restaurant to reserve a spot? Or maybe around the holidays, you know, you go and you reserve some sort of gift or, you know, I don't know, whatever it is that you guys reserve nowadays, you know, but this inheritance is held on reservation for you. Because of this. In verse 5, it says, this inheritance is protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. God is all powerful and he has never been defeated. We can trust that when he is involved, there's nothing that can triumph. God has never been defeated. I want to touch back on that just a moment. Whenever Isaiah has his vision of the Lord, he says that the train of Jesus Christ's robe fills the temple, meaning that it is super duper long. So where that comes from is whenever a king would invade another territory and he would defeat another king in battle, he would take a piece of that king's cloak and he would sew it onto the cloak to the train of his robe. And so his robe would be long based on how many battles he's won. Jesus has won every battle that he has been up against. Jesus Christ has never, ever, ever lost, and he is undefeated. The train of his robe fills the temple. Guys, this inheritance that is made available to us is built around salvation. The moment you realize that the words of Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10 are coming alive to you, and you do exactly that, which those verses say, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God resurrected him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Salvation results in confessing Jesus as Lord, believing in your heart that God resurrected him from the dead. Man, the imperishable inheritance becomes available to you because you came to a place of salvation. Verse 6 says that in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials. See, you will celebrate. You will rejoice, even, I'm going to say that one more time, even though you have been greatly distressed by various trials. Are you distressed? Are you facing various trials right now? Like, I love that it says various trials, because we're like, oh God, like, but I'm facing this. And he's like, various trials. God, you don't understand. I'm facing this and it's really, really hard. You know, various trials means various trials, meaning it's not just a specific trial, but it's whatever you're facing. What is the trial that you are facing? It is a various trial that you're facing. And I want you to know something, that nothing is wasted. In fact, verse 7 goes on to say that it is necessary. So the various trials and the stress that you're facing, it is necessary because it is the proof of your faith being more precious than gold, which is imperishable, which is perishable. What is your gold? I'm asking you today, what is your gold? Gold perishes. Are you chasing money? You can't take money with you when you die. It fades away. Are you trying to get the coolest car? You can't take your car with you whenever you die. You know, are you trying to get as many TikTok followers as you can, as many followers as you can on your social media? I mean, you can't take that with you when you die. But you can focus on the imperishable inheritance that God has set aside for you on reserve. And verse 8 says, even though you haven't seen Jesus Christ, that you love him, even though you don't see him right now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Inexpressible means I cannot even put words together. I cannot even think a thought. I cannot even smell it. I can't taste it. I can't see it. But I can't even explain to you how full of joy I truly, truly am because of the imperishable inheritance that is made available for us. And verse 9 says, obtaining as the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. What is the imperishable inheritance, you ask? I've been saying this all podcast episode. What is the imperishable inheritance that you're asking of? Heaven. Heaven is the imperishable inheritance, the gift of everlasting life, that we may live with our Creator for the rest of our existence. Guys, we live in a time that we cannot really afford to continue to play games with God. He exists. He exists. He is real. The life that he has for you is real. The inheritance that he has set aside for you is real. Do you know what an inheritance is? An inheritance is something that you're building to that you get to enjoy in the end. When people work really hard at their jobs and they're putting money aside for an inheritance, it's because one day they don't want to be at their job anymore. One day they want to be able to step into the life and everything it is that the life has for them. You know, some people put their inheritance in stock markets and mutual funds, and the only thing about that is it begins to fluctuate. It's not guaranteed. But you know what? The inheritance that we have right now made available to us is guaranteed. Scripture said it itself. It never dies. It never perishes. Guys, if that's you today, and you want to be a part of the imperishable inheritance that God has for you, you know who you are. Just make that choice right here, right now, and say right now with me, God, I want to be a part of the imperishable inheritance that you have set aside for my life. If you said that, and I believe that you believe that entirely, that he will make that available to you. Have you ever asked Jesus to be your Savior? That is the first step towards the imperishable inheritance. It starts with inviting Jesus Christ to be your Savior and confessing with your mouth that he is Lord of your life and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, because that's when salvation enters in. That's when your sins can be forgiven. That's when the joy that you've been craving just pushes in and rushes in. That's when the strength that you've been needing just comes in. Man, it's the power of Jesus Christ, man, that can do incredible things. Guys, let's close out in prayer, and then we're going to wrap this podcast episode up. Father God, I just thank you so much for this time that we've been able to focus on your word. God, I thank you that you've given us this word out of 1 Peter that gives us a blessed reassurance, God, a blessed assurance, God, that we can inherit your kingdom, because that has been made available to us because of the power that Jesus Christ has, that he overcame death, that he died in our place so that we can live and have an opportunity to step into this inheritance. God, I thank you that this is held in reserve for us when we enter into a place of salvation. God, I thank you that this inheritance, God, this promise of life to come never dies. That it's something that's not fool's gold, that it's something that's not robbing our focus, but God, it's something that brings us joy, and it's something that brings us that ability to trust you more and more every day. God, I thank you for every listener that comes across this message. God, I pray that you would just encourage our hearts and spark inside of our hearts, God, the excitement that it brings whenever we know that you have plans for us in the life to come. God, I pray that you would help us to store our treasures in the life that is to come. Let us not be distracted. Lord, let us not be distracted by the things of this world. But God, let us to keep our focus and our eyes upon you. God, I thank you for every person that is listening. God, I pray that you'd meet them where they are. God, I pray that you would just begin to answer any prayer it is that they're in need of, that they're seeking you of. God, your word says that whenever we ask for something and it lines up with your word, and God, it lines up with your heart, Lord, that you will do it. God, I pray that you would honor the requests that honor you. God, I pray for your servants. God, I pray for the people that do not know you yet. God, I pray that you would just help them to have God encounters. God, I pray that you would help them to know that you are real and that you are love and that you are light. And God, there is truly no other way but you. Father, we thank you and give you the absolute highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us, so we can bring you another refreshing word. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man, saying, keep it fresh. Have a good day, and God bless. I love you guys so much. Take it easy. Don't be cheesy.